Welcome to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham. If you have a comment, email it to me, box13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/radiodetectives. The Great Detectives of Old Time Radio t-shirt continues to be available at t-shirt.greatdetectives.net. This year, in addition to our regular premium tees, we also have women's slim fit tees and the youth tees, as well as tank tops. Just go to t-shirt.greatdetectives.net. Remember, these current run of t-shirts will only be made available through the first part of July. So pick up your t-shirt today at t-shirt.greatdetectives.net. Now it's time for today's episode of Boston Blackie, the original air date, June 25th of 1947, and this one is The Joe Nelson Murder.
Hiya, Blackie.
Surprised to see me, ain't you?
Hey, what goes here? This is Blackie's apartment. Somebody called a little while ago and said Blackie wanted me to bring a canary from my shop up here. Was that you?
Yeah. Cute, don't you think? Blackie's out. Saw him go out with his girlfriend. Headed for your shop. Had a date with you. Thought I'd borrow his apartment from you. Made the call because I wanted you here, Joe.
Look, I don't want nothing to do with you. I told you that in my shop yesterday.
You know that? Well, maybe you had sense enough to change your mind.
But I didn't.
Joe, I could make a fortune using the back room of your pet shop for a gambling joint.
I told you once, nothing doing. I've been in trouble with the law before, but no more. No more for me, Bob. I'm running that pet shop honest, and nobody's going to sell me on nothing else.
Afraid you'd say that. That's why I got the idea of using Blackie's place to convince you. Nobody's going to sell you. That's what you said. But you didn't say nothing was going to sell you. This gun, for instance.
Hey, wait a
minute.
Make
your mind up quick, Joe. You with me?
No, and I'm going straight to the cops and tell them you figure on operating in this town. Give me that gun now. Come on. I'll take it. Give me that gun, will you?
I said, come on. Come on. Get it just the same. Now.
Nice and convenient. Cops in Boston Blackie's apartment. I think I'll pick up this canary. Call up Inspector Faraday. And then call it a day.
And now on to Dick Calmer as Boston Blackie. Enemy to those who make him an enemy. Friend to those who have no friend.
Oh, Blackie, look, that cocker spaniel's still in the window. Gee, I guess your friend Mr. Nelson really meant what he said when he told us to come back this morning.
Mary, my friend Mr. Nelson, or should I say the former number 847-8949, has always meant what he said, including the time he said he'd rob the 4th Avenue Bank.
Well, now, Blackie, don't be too hard on him. After all, he has reformed since he got out of jail. He's running this pet shop now, and that's certainly behaving himself, isn't it?
If he's running this shop, he's doing it in a strange way. You can count on that. He's not anywhere in sight. Nelson? Hello? Hello, Nelson? Hey, Nelson!
Oh, Blackie, there doesn't seem to be anyone here.
Well, maybe he's in the back. Hey, Joe! Joe Nelson!
There's the phone, Blackie. If you can't bring Mr. Nelson out, that phone should.
Mary, there's no one in the back of the shop either.
Oh, that's funny.
I wonder if it's funny ha-ha or funny peculiar. Well, there's somebody else to do it, so I'll answer the phone.
Well, if it's someone asking about that Cocker Spaniel, tell them it's sold.
Mary, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Hello.
Boston Blackie?
Yes, this is Blackie. Who's this?
Adam Borton.
Hey, wait a minute. How'd you know I was here?
Know a lot of things, Blackie.
Oh, and you want to tell me one or two of them, huh?
Guessed it. Know where you can find Joe Nelson?
You do? Where?
In your apartment.
In my apartment? What's he doing there?
Nothing. Just lying nice and still. Better hurry home, Blackie. Just called Faraday and told him to rush up there, too.
You called Faraday? What for?
Joe Nelson's met with a little accident. He's dead. Been murdered. I imagine Faraday wants to see you. That's what for.
Faraday, if I killed Joe Nelson, you know I wouldn't leave his body right here in my apartment.
I didn't say you killed him, Blackie, even in self-defense.
Why would I kill him even in self-defense?
You got the dope on him that sent him to prison. Guys like Nelson here get a little peeved at guys who do that to them.
But Nelson wasn't sore. I saw him in his pet shop yesterday, and he told me so.
Yeah, you saw him in his pet shop yesterday, and today he turned up in your apartment, dead. That doesn't look good for you, Blackie.
It doesn't mean a thing, Faraday, except that Joe's killer saw me in Joe's pet shop and saw a good chance to commit this murder and frame me. That's the only explanation for that phone call, too.
I know. The phone call you got clears you. You are being framed, Blackie. I'm convinced of that. I just wanted to tease you for a while.
Well, you got your laugh. Where do we go from here?
Well, I... Hey, what's that razor blade doing on the floor?
Hmm? Where? Oh, that's mine.
What do you do with your old razor blades, Blackie? Just toss them on the rug?
This blade is a lot sharper than you are, pal, and a whole lot less rusty.
And I suppose you're so sharp, you're going to tell me who killed this guy, huh?
Sure. Just give me time, Friday, and I'll give you the somebody who made a dead body out of Joe Nelson.
Yes.
Are you Frank Nelson?
Yes.
Well, talkative, aren't you? I want to talk to you, and I want to get more than a yes out of you, too.
What do you want?
First, I want to close this door behind me, of course.
Oh, please, whoever you are, I don't want any trouble. I've had enough trouble already. You mean
your cousin's death is trouble to you?
Think how
much trouble it was to him.
Are you a policeman?
No, I'm Boston Blackie.
My cousin's body was found in your apartment. I heard it. I heard it on the radio.
The radio was right, but what you gather from what you heard is wrong. I didn't kill him.
What?
In fact, I'm here to investigate his death.
You care who killed him? But you once sent my cousin to jail. You sent him.
Sure I did. When he was wrong. But he was all right after he got out, and I don't like to see this happen to anybody. Who killed him, you know?
The radio said you might have killed him. I heard it.
Do you think I did?
Oh, no, of course not. I wouldn't think of anything like that. Murder, please go away. I'm upset enough over my cousin's death. Please,
as I recall, you weren't even speaking to him.
But no, we weren't. We never really have, except to say hello, but not speaking to somebody and murder, that two different things.
One's fatal. Look, Nelson, don't fall apart from fright just because I pay you a social call and ask you a few simple questions. You are Joe Nelson's next of kin.
Yes, I'm... Well, yes.
You don't know who killed your cousin or why,
Well,
eh?
No, I don't. I don't know.
Okay, Nelson. I think maybe we'll meet again. So long.
Goodbye.
Gotta hand it to you, kid.
Huh? Who are you?
Just me.
Who are you? I never saw you before.
No, but your cousin saw me. Saw me just before I killed him.
You killed him?
Did a nice job of it, too, don't you think? Leaving his body in Blackie's apartment and all that?
Why did you do it?
Why did I kill your cousin, or why did I dump his body where I did?
Why did you kill him? What had he done to you? He
didn't do me a favor. Didn't let me use the back room of his pet shop for a little business I'd like to be in. Wouldn't sell the shop to me. Didn't want to cash in on his pet shop. So I cashed him in.
Where did you come from? What do you want with me?
Came in the back way. I was about to chin with you when I heard you talking to Blackie. Like the way you handle a guy. Think you and me will do all right together.
What do you mean?
I mean the pet shop's yours with Joe dead.
Well, yes, the pet shop.
You and me are going into business together. In the back room, mostly. Running a little game.
What?
Nobody would suspect we'd be running a game in a pet shop.
Oh, no, we're not. I don't want any part of that.
No?
No.
Well, maybe you want all of... That's only a sample of what happens to you if you don't do what I say. Gotta do what I say. Gotta do it. All right.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, I want to speak to Boston Blackie, please.
Speaking.
Blackie, this is Frank Nelson.
Yes?
I'm in trouble. I found out who killed my cousin.
When you tell me, he'll be in trouble. Who is it?
I don't dare talk over the phone. Could you meet me here?
Sure, but where's here?
My home. Come right away. Quickly, will you?
Keep your jitters on, Frank, and keep that tip on tap till I get there.
Come in, Blackie.
Hello, Frank. Did I get here soon enough to suit you?
I was afraid you wouldn't come at all.
What's the matter with you? Are you afraid of everything? Well, you said you knew who killed Joe. Now, who was...
Bob! Smacked Blackie good, didn't I, Frank? I think he got even a peek at me.
All right, I got him here so you could knock him out. Now, are you through with me? Now, will you leave me alone?
Partners, now, that's us.
No, no, we're not.
Just beginning to wake together.
What do I have to do now? You hit him awful hard. You might have killed him.
Didn't know. Just knocked him out. But I'm going to finish the job.
Do you have to?
Yeah. You're going to help.
What are you going to do?
Well, something I haven't done to a guy for years.
Oh,
tie his hands, tie his feet, tie his hands and feet together. Then put him and a few weights in a gunny sack and toss him...
In the river, Bob, no...
Why not? Guy gets giddy in a beam when he wakes up in a sack at the bottom of the river.
Oh, tie...
But not so light-headed, he floats.
Well, what is it?
Well, what is it? Is it? I'll tell you what it is, you Buster Evans.
Yeah?
I'm Michaels, Homicide Department. I'm supposed to bring you into headquarters.
Me? What for?
For a little matter of murder.
You're crazy, Jack.
The records say you had a bust-up with Joe Nelson when both of you were in prison.
Sure, but that was 3 years ago.
I know. But Nelson has been murdered, and that was yesterday, so Inspector Faraday wants to see him.
Yeah?
Yeah, and he's rounding up everybody who might have had a motive to kill Nelson, and you're pretty high on the list.
Lady, did I ever tell you how wonderful I am?
Oh.
I'm going to take you out of a joint like this. You'll be singing in a Class A spot when I'm through with you.
Sorry to interrupt.
Listen,
you,
I
Sam
could...
Tobias.
That's right. Who are you?
Blaine, Homicide Department.
Shut up, you. He's got nothing on me. Well, what is it, Flatfoot?
You and Joe Nelson never got on, did you?
What about it?
He's dead, and Inspector Faraday wants to see you at headquarters. He wants to see everybody who didn't like Joe Nelson on account of Nelson's dead. Get your hat.
Okay, I'll be out in an hour. Honey.
Yeah?
I guess you could wait another hour till I fix up your career for you, can't you?
You shouldn't have made me come along, Bob. You shouldn't have.
Why not? Need you to help me dump Blackie's body overboard.
Well,
Plenty deep out where we are now. Blackie's still sleeping, Frank?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I think maybe I saw the sack move once.
No, man, anything. Cut the motor, huh?
Bob, let's turn back. Blackie's still alive.
Cut the motor, I said.
Okay.
Blackie? Blackie? You wait?
Maybe he's dead. You hit him awful hard.
Got a hard head. Tell you something, Blackie. Just in case you're awake.
Oh, Bob, stop. If we got to do this, let's do it and get out of here. I'm scared.
A minute, Frank. Get this, Blackie.
Why, dear?
This is what happens to guys who know too much. We're out on the river. Mile out. Nice night. Nice night for a swim.
Don't.
Tied up like a roast turkey. Let's see how nice you can paddle.
Bob, please, let's get it over with.
Get it over with, huh? Okay. Pick him up.
It's heavy.
Guess he's still out. That's a boy. One.
Two. Here he goes. Three.
And now, back to Boston Blackie. Joe Nelson, pet shop owner and ex-convict, is found dead in Boston Blackie's apartment. Joe was killed by a man who wanted Joe's pet shop as a front for a gambling house and who tried to throw the blame on Blackie. Frank Nelson, Joe's weakling cousin, knows this, but is forced by fear to work with Bob. And with Frank's help, Bob knocks out Blackie, ties him up, puts him in a sack, and dumps him into the river. As we return to our story, it is several hours later, and Mary Wesley is in Inspector Faraday's office.
Inspector Faraday, you have to help me find Blackie.
It's his own fault if he got himself in a jam, Miss Wesley.
He stuck his nose into this case.
Inspector, he didn't. He was forced into this. All he did was go to that pet shop with me to look at the Cocker Spaniel, and the next thing he knew, he was involved in a murder.
I know it, Miss Wesley. I know he couldn't avoid getting messed up in this, and I'm as worried as you are. I've had every suspect in the Nelson murder picked up and grilled. No luck. Everybody's got an alibi. Are you sure Blackie went to see Frank Nelson?
Well, he said he was going to, but he said he'd phone me in an hour.
Well, that was 6 hours ago.
Yeah.
I don't have to guess he's run into trouble. I know he has.
Well, then do something, Inspector Faraday.
You
do
think
something.
I don't want to do something? But what? I don't know where he went. Maybe Frank Nelson led Blackie into a trap. The kind of trap that closes and stays closed.
Oh, Inspector, you don't think he's dead, do you?
They killed Joe Nelson. We can't do them any more harm for two murders than we can for one.
Oh, but Inspector, will you just...
Anybody miss me?
Blackie, darling.
Hey, wait, Mary. Wait a minute. Don't get so close until I can get into some dry clothes.
Blackie, you're soaking wet. Where have you been?
Not in a dry place, Faraday. I had Joe Nelson's killer at bay, so they dumped me into the river. And in a sack, too.
In a sack? Well, how'd you get out? A guy doesn't get put in a sack and tossed in the river and live to tell it.
No.
It was not only a sack, but my hands and feet were tied together.
What an imagination the guy's got.
Oh, gee, how did you get out, Blackie?
Well, you know I'm loaded with trick gadgets, Mary.
Oh.
It saved my life a dozen times.
Yeah.
Someday one of them won't work, and I'll be a happy man.
Inspector, please, you're the one that helped me get away this time.
Remind me to apologize to myself. How did I help you?
Remember the razor blade you saw on the rug in my apartment this morning?
Yeah.
Well, it had come from the heel of my shoe. It's a trick heel, hollowed out. In my apartment, the blade probably slipped out, so I slipped it back in. And then when I got dumped out of the boat into the river, I slipped it out of the heel, and that saved my life.
You cut your way out of that sack underwater with a razor blade?
It was tough, but not too tough, Mary. My hands were tied to my feet, but my fingers were free.
Yeah.
I slipped the heel of my shoe aside, got out the blade, cut the rope binding my hands and feet together, yeah, ripped open the sack, and swam to shore. Sorry I'm so late.
Oh, sorry you're late. Oh, Blackie, we thought you were dead.
Oh, when I swallowed those first few gulps of water, I thought I was too, Mary. Faraday, I know Joe Nelson's killer.
Yeah? Who is it?
Well, all I know about him is that his first name is Bob and that he's working with Frank Nelson, Joe's cousin.
Hooray! You want us to pick up every guy named Bob in the city?
No. In fact, I don't want you to do anything. You see, right now, I can't prove he's the guy who killed Joe and tried to kill me. But I still think that I can find him, and when I do, I'll make him talk.
Blackie, how are you going to do it? By forcing Joe's cousin to tell you where this Bob can be found?
Forcing him, Mary?
Yeah.
That wouldn't be quite possible, I think.
Oh?
No, he'd be too scared to tell me about Bob. He'd know Bob would kill him. No, Mary, it's got to be much cuter than that. And it also has to provide the proof I need.
Offhand, that sounds like a pretty tough order, Blackie.
Yeah, maybe. But haven't you heard, Inspector? I am a pretty tough character.
Push the table a little closer to the wall, Frank.
Bob, I can't do anything more tonight. I got a feeling that something's...
Not time for feelings. Got to get this room ready for business. Push your end of the table. That's got it.
I sent word around to the list that you gave me that we'd be open for business tomorrow night. But do you think that maybe
think
we ought to wait...
tomorrow isn't too soon. Could open tonight. Room is ready. So are the guys who want to gamble, so are we. What how black he is. What how long he's been dead.
Do we have to talk about
why
it?
Why not?
This makes me...
What if he died quick like a smart guy or kicked up a fuss like a hero?
He was unconscious when we threw him overboard. I don't think he even knew what happened to him.
I think he did. Water usually wakes a guy up.
Well, that'd
that's
be worse.
That's upon a sack on a guy and dumping him into the drink.
Yes,
gives a guy a surprise, like a gag at a party.
Oh, can't we talk about something else?
All you'll be hearing about for months. What happened to Boston Blackie?
Oh, I wish you...
And nobody'll ever know.
Well, I'm not so sure.
Oh. Wouldn't duck if the cops put the heat on you. Would you, Frank?
Oh, no, Bob. I won't know a thing. I won't know...
Wouldn't like it if you did.
Well, I won't talk, Bob. I'm as much in this thing as you are now. Are you...
Good thing you know that.
Well, but, Bob, what if the cops do get to us? What if Blackie doesn't stay at the bottom and there's something about that sack that leads him to us? What
nothing about this sack or anything that'll lead them to us. Huh? Funny thing, though. See what it said on that sack?
No, I didn't pay any attention. I didn't really...
You'd seen what it said, Frank. Give you a laugh. It said, contents perishable. Keep in... cool, dry place.
Throw your head on the chair, Mary. I'm going to work and you're going to watch.
Oh, seems to me that's all I've done tonight. Watch you come back from the dead and watch Frank Nelson's house just now to see that he got home.
He's home and he's alone. That's all I care about. When I was supposed to be unconscious in that sack, I heard this character Bob talk. And I think I can imitate his voice.
Oh, now, what good will that do? I imagine you're going to call Frank. But what can you say to him over the phone that will either lead you to Bob or give you the proof you say you need?
Wait and see, Eddie. Just wait and see. I could follow Frank and get him to lead me to Bob eventually, but this way is better. It's faster. Listen.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I've got Frank's home number written down here. Here it is. Indigo 1561. Watch me trick him into telling me where Bob can be reached. Listen.
Okay.
Hello?
Frank?
Yes?
Gotta talk to you. Know who this is?
Oh, sure, Bob. I know. What's the matter? More trouble?
No. And there ain't gonna be any.
Oh, that's good.
First of all, throw my old phone number away.
Well, yeah, I was gonna do that.
Not gonna work with my from my place anymore. Want me from now on, call Hillside 3267. Got it?
Oh, wait a minute. I'll write it down. Here's your old number in my book.
What number did you have for me?
Macon 6784. Yeah, Macon 6784. That was
cross it off and put the new one in. Hillside 3267. That's if you want me from now on.
Okay, Hillside 3267.
Now get this. Want you to meet me right away. Lincoln Park.
What?
Want to see you. Entrance to Lincoln Park.
At this hour? But, Bob, you only left me a half hour ago. What's wrong? Is it Blackie? Is it Blackie?
You know we got rid of him like it did your cousin.
Yeah, sure, I know, but I can't imagine what the trouble is then. I can't...
Meet me and find out, that's all. Right away. Goodbye.
Well, Mary, how'd I do?
Oh, Blackie, you were wonderful. And you got Bob's phone number.
Well, that was one of the reasons for the call. Now I'm calling Bob, pretending to be Frank.
I get it.
And I'll get the two of them out at Lincoln Park. Macon 6784.
Yeah?
Bob, I'm really scared. You've got to meet me right away.
Scared?
But, yeah.
What are you scared of?
Well, I...
Ghosts? That's all we got to worry about, Frank.
Well, you got to meet me right away. I got to talk to you.
Sit tight and shut up. Nobody knows I knocked up your cousin up, Blackie. What's eating you?
I'll tell you when I see you. Bob, either you meet me right away or I go to the police.
Oh, in that case, better meet you. Better meet you right away, too. Whereabouts?
At Lincoln Park. Hurry, will you?
I'll be there. Don't you worry about that.
Well, Mary, that did it.
Okay.
Now to call Faraday and get him to Lincoln Park so we can link those two guys to murder.
That you, Frank?
Sure, it's me, Bob. Sure, you didn't.
By the time you got here. Now, what's all this about being scared and going to the cops about me killing your cousin?
What are you talking about? I don't...
Can't say it to my face, can you?
What? What was...
Too yellow?
Huh?
Now, kid, you're not going to any cops now or never.
Well, you...
In fact, you're not talking to anybody from now on.
Oh, no, Bob, no. Oh,
Bob. Didn't finish, huh? Well, this will.
I don't think so, Bob, but this will finish you.
Did you get him, Blackie? Did you?
One smack is all it took, Faraday. He's through. He's all yours.
Okay, I'll take care of him.
I want to see how bad Frank is hit. Frank. Frank.
Blackie, how did you get away?
Never mind about that now. Where did the bullet get you?
In the side. I don't think it's too serious.
I hope not. I wouldn't want to cheat the state out of the fun of putting you on trial.
Oh, look, look, Blackie. Look at the cute Cocker Spaniel in the window. Oh, I want it.
Now, you know what happened the last time we went dog shopping, Mary.
Well, I still didn't get the dog, and that's all I remember. And, Blackie, if I remembered anything else, I'd remember to make you promise me you'd never fool with Inspector Faraday's murder cases. Would you like that?
No.
No, I guess not.
Well, if your heart's set on having a cocker spaniel, let's go in the store and get it.
Oh, thanks. Come on in. Hey, Blackie. Doesn't seem to be anybody here.
Oh, don't tell me this is starting all over again. Hey. Hey, somebody.
Oh, Blackie, we're jinxed. There's something wrong here, too. Let's get out fast.
Oh, no, we're sticking it. There's something haywire. I want to find out what. Hey, anybody here? Anybody?
Did you want something, please?
Oh, mister, am I glad to see you.
What is I can do for you?
We'd like that black cocker spaniel in the window. What's his name?
The black one?
Uh-huh.
Well, his name's Blackie. What else would it be?
Oh, Blackie? Oh, well, now, I just gotta have him.
He's very playful, miss. He likes nothing so much as chasing cats up a tree.
Oh, by all means, then, Mary. Let's have him. He'll remind you of me when I'm not around.
Well, he's much cuter. And besides, just because he chases things up a tree Why should that remind me of you?
Well, Mary, isn't that where I generally have Faraday?
Oh, Blackie.
This is Andrea J. Graham, author of the Web Surfer series, oh, and A Madam's Wife. You're listening to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio.
Welcome back. This episode featured one of the most hilariously crazy villains I think we've heard at all on the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio. I personally hope that the cousin would be able to mount some sort of defense of coercion, because he made it clear he really didn't want to do this, but that guy really did threaten and coerce him into involvement in this. Though Blackie likes to end his cases by proclaiming people are going to jail, so that's the way that goes. All right, some listener comments and feedback now, and we start with Bill, who says, "Hi, Adam. I found one big plot hole in this episode, and this one's the Blackie's frame for killing a watchman. Blackie knew he fired a blank when he, quote-unquote, killed the watchman, so he knew someone else killed him. He should have just given Faraday his gun and told him to run a ballistics test. They did know how to do those back then, but that would have made for an exciting episode." Well, Bill, I guess we can say the best defense to that for any Golden Age program when it comes to detectives doing things, he did it the hard way. And that's just the way he chose to do it, the hard way. That defense has been raised, though, to be honest, I don't find it too persuasive. But it's you actually do make a good point. I wonder if Bill or anyone else in the audience will take a crack at debunking Blackie's underwater escape. I don't think that would work. I remember during one of the early episodes of Nick Carter, Nick escaped by having a glass cutter on him when he and Patsy were thrown into a water tank. I think this was probably less probable than that. Then there's a comment from Dennis who says, Adam, first a question. There is a South African series based on the old Avengers TV series. Is it possible that you may be able to share it with us? I'll go ahead and take that one first. I'm aware of the series and I'm interested in it, but it's a South African-based series. And I have a rule for using radio programs from other countries. If I don't understand how copyright laws work in that country, I don't use their material. I understand the UK and Australia enough to occasionally use some programming from there that falls under the public domain from my understanding of what it is in those countries. But South Africa, I have no idea, so I wouldn't play anything from there. And that's unfortunate because there are some programs that I've heard about that not just the Avengers, but others that I'd heard about that I'd be interested in looking into. Like they had Walk Softly, Peter Troy, and then there was the epic casebook of Inspector Carr. I mean, they sound like some interesting series, but I don't know the law, so I won't touch them. So, on that one. Then he has a suggestion. Since I'm running low on new series, how about taking one day a week to revisit some of the older shows that you've played, changing the program every month? That will give new listeners a taste of the program to then look them up in the archives and remind us that are older than dirt of the different programming we've enjoyed. Keep up the good work. Well, thanks so much for the suggestion, Dennis. I don't have any plans to do that over at least through season 11. I've got a pretty good idea of what we're going to be doing, though we do have some special plans for season 10 next year, so be sure and be listening to the first week of our listener support campaign, as after the shows, we'll be talking about what those plans will be. Thanks so much for the comment. That will do it for today. Join us back here tomorrow for yours truly, Johnny Dollar. And we'll be back again next Thursday with another episode of Boston Blackie. In the meanwhile, send your comments to box13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives. And become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/Radio Detectives. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.